Well, today, St. Louis has a really great prolific theater scene, but that wasn't always so. And the growth of small professional theater companies can be traced back to the Theater Project Company and co-founder Fontaine Sire, who died of cancer in Bloomington, Indiana, a week ago today. We're going to look back at her impact on the St. Louis theater scene. In the studio, longtime St. Louis Theater director, Bobby Miller. Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Hi, Steve.
And joining us on the phone, another director and actor, Wayne Solomon. Thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Sorry I couldn't be there.
Bobby, I'd like to begin with you for reasons that are going to become really obvious here in just about a minute. When and how did you first meet Fontaine Sire?
I got a call in the spring of 1977 from Wayne. Wayne and I had done theater 10 years prior to that, and I had taken 5 years off to become a film director and was fired from my studio job, and Wayne called me right away and said, "Hey, why don't you come do Shakespeare at the train station with Fontaine?" I said, "What's a Fontaine?" "What train station? It's closed." He said, "I know, but we're putting in a theater there."
Union Station, yeah.
Union Station. And 7 months later, Fontaine and I were playing Kate and Petruchio in The Taming of the Shrew.
And that was what year, 1970?
That was the beginning of 1978. It was the 77-78 season.
And you two became very close.
We became very close. Wayne actually was my best man.
You and Fontaine were married.
We were married five years later, yes, yes.
And you were married for some time?
Yeah, we were married for 12 years.
And although the marriage didn't last, it seems that your friendship and partnership did.
Oh, extremely close, extremely close. And we continued to work together in different capacities. And of course, she was stepmother to my son, grandmother to my granddaughter, and very, very much we were one family.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Wayne, what was the beginning of your relationship with Fontaine?
I was in As You Like It at a season at the Learning Center in the Central West End, and Fontaine cast me in the smallest part in the play, Adam, the lead character's servant, and I was a good soldier and trucked my way through it and began to endear myself with Fontaine and Corky Flanagan, who thought I was funny and enjoyed me being around. And the real kind of kickoff to the long relationship was we had a Saturday matinee one day and nobody came. And the cast left except for four guys, Bert Hinchman, Mark Robbins, Morty Milder, and me. And we did the entire play for Fontaine and Christine Smith and Corky Flanagan. And from that day forward, I was kind of in the family. And I think Sue was there that day, too. I'm not certain about
speaking
that, but I think
of,
she was.
Speaking of Sue, she just joined us. She's on the phone also. We're talking about Sue Greenberg, who's now the company manager at the Muni. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you very much.
And what are your thoughts about Fontaine as we look back?
Well, I was hearing Bobby and Wayne, talking about how they got involved, and I thought I'd start there. And I had read about Theater Project Company in the newspaper right as I graduated from college, and I thought it might be interesting. And I wrote a letter and said I'd like to help, not really knowing what I was asking to do. And I got a response, and I was asked to stage manage, and I said, "Well, sure." And then I said, "And what is that?" And Fontaine taught me.
Well, you know, I had the opportunity to interview Fontaine Sire in January of 2011. She was here at the Rep playing Joan Didion in a production of The Year of Magical Thinking at the Rep Studio Theater, which was a one-woman show. And I asked her something about what she remembered about her experience in St. Louis back in the early days with Theater Project Company.
That we were young and energetic, and I don't think we ever went to sleep. Most of us were single, and we had a wonderful social involvement because we were all basically a bunch of kids putting on plays together.
Yeah, I guess they call that the good old days.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And I went to a party last Saturday night, in fact, a party held by one of the stalwarts at the Theater Project. And there were, I don't know, a lot of people there, most of whom are still working in the theater in St. Louis. So that made me feel really good, because a lot of these folks that worked with us, as you say, back in the good old days, are still major engines in the theater scene in St. Louis.
That was from an interview with Fontaine on this program in 2011 when she was in town at the Rep. We're talking with Bobby Miller, Wayne Solomon, and Sue Greenberg. And let's go back to those days, all of you, whoever would like to start. And Bobby, you talked a little bit about it, those early days at the abandoned Union Station in the 70s when you did your first show. It's not like it was now. You didn't have a proliferation of small theater companies around town. They just didn't exist, did they?
There was the Muni and the Rep, and the Rep was relatively new. And it was really a risk. Could St. Louis support an off-Broadway vibe, a small, intimate theater with basically a repertory company, although people came and went, but there was a nucleus of actors and designers who did show after show. And it really caught on. People loved coming to Union Station before it was developed. There used to be, you know, people would say, what are the best seats? We'd say, near the space heaters. probably you'll enjoy the show more.
What do you remember about that, Wayne? Was it pretty rough back then?
It was pretty rough, but it actually involves my favorite story about Fontaine. It was the opening night of the theater in Union Station. We were doing Peter Pan. It was sold out. And at about 6 o'clock, Fontaine shows up with cleaning supplies. And she grabs me and she grabs Christine Smith and takes us to the restrooms of what was then the ladies' waiting room in Union Station. And she says, and now we're going to clean the bathrooms because it will serve to remind us who we are and remind us how important the audience is. Hmm. And that stuck with me. I still clean bathrooms.
We all clean bathrooms.
Sue, you know, there are probably so many people in St. Louis Theater right now that had some connection with Fontaine back in the day. What can you tell me about that? Are there some actors' names in town we'd recognize?
Well, I think just about every actor of a certain age worked at Theater Project Company. And, gee, I'm going to forget somebody and feel bad about it. But certainly Wayne and Bobby and Jerry Vogel and Whit Reichert. You guys start helping me.
John Contini. Ron Himes.
Himes.
Susie Wall.
Garrett Bergfeld.
Right. We were there at the beginning.
You know, I'm almost surprised for a city of St. Louis's size that there weren't a lot of local companies back in the 70s.
It was a dearth, and it was hard. I don't want to speak badly about anybody. We were remembering Fontaine, but David Frank, who was the artistic director at the Rep, made it very, very hard on small companies to thrive. City Players was successful as a high-end amateur theater then. But trying to get the Rep to support small professional theater just wasn't part of his mandate. It is part of Steve Wolf's mandate, so that's nice, but it grows out of his relationship, too, I think, with Fontaine. That was hard. It was hard to have the big theater not really want any other theaters in town. And, gee, look what they did. They opened a small theater.
And at the time, the Post-Dispatch told us that we won't come review you until you're an Equity Theater. Joe Pollack said that, and Fontaine made that happen, and the third season, Joe was there every show.
Let's talk a little bit about her acting. Let's go back to that interview I did with her in 2011 and have you all react to this. We were talking a little bit about the Joan Didion role that she was playing, and she gave this advice.
I've been working as an actor for a long time, and I have finally come to the place where I am making believe in the same way I did when I was 5 years old and was pretending I was a firefighter. When you're 5 years old and you're a firefighter, you are a firefighter, complete. And that's what I'm trying to do in my work as an actor now, is make believe.
Maybe we should talk just a moment about her work as an actor. After she was in St. Louis, I think the group disbanded would have been in the 90s, Bobby, and then she went other places. What do you all know about what she did after she left St. Louis?
Immediately, we were married at the time. In 91, she was offered, she went freelance in 88. Wayne assumed the mantle of artistic director for a few more years. And Fontaine was offered to direct a show at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Oregon. And the following year, she became associate artistic director. That happened a lot with Fontaine. She walked into place and became president within six months. No one knew her, and they said, well, we're going to give you a promotion, because she was always the smartest one in the room.
You agree, Sue?
Of course.
She ended up, was it 5 or 6 years ago, maybe longer, teaching at Indiana University?
In 2005.
Oh. Yeah. Right. In the interim, she was the artistic director of the Delaware Theater Company in Wilmington.
But teaching was important to her, and we have a short clip here from that 2011 interview, and let's listen to that.
The biggest reason was feeling like I had something that I could share with young theater artists. That is my favorite part of the job at Indiana, is working with the students.
How important was that to her? I mean, obviously it was.
Exactly what she said. When she was in the classroom, when she was working with the students, she loved it. The political side, the meetings, not so much. But Fontaine was always a great teacher. That's what made her such a great director.
Sue, do you think that obviously Fontaine Sarah had a great impact on the theater scene in St. Louis? What kind of impact did she have on theater outside of St. Louis? Any?
Well, beyond Ashland and Delaware, she also worked at Pennsylvania Stage and at the Utah Shakespeare Festival and at the Missouri Rep, which is now called the Kansas City Rep, and I'm sure there were several others I'm not mentioning. So she had a national presence as a director and somewhat as a performer as well.
And Wayne, she died a week ago, but it was just a few weeks ago she was actually on stage reading some of her own work. I think you were there, were you?
Yes, I was in Bloomington about a week before she passed. Sue was there as well, and Sharon Korn, who used to be Sharon Spence and a member of the Theater Product Company, was there too. And it was really quite an interesting performance, very moving, because it was obvious if you were in the audience that the actress was very, very close to death.
We're talking about Fontaine Sire, who passed away about a week ago, exactly a week ago, and she had a great influence on professional theater here in St. Louis. I want to give you all 10 seconds to, I don't know, comment maybe on her influence here in St. Louis or what we'd have if she wasn't there, or just whatever your thoughts are. Sue, could we start with you?
Well, I liked what Bobby said, in that all the people that have started new small theaters are standing on her shoulders.
That's Sue Greenberg, company manager at the Muni. Wayne, what about your thoughts?
I'm going to go actually in the same vein to say something that you said earlier, which was it was a young company, and it grew up to be the people who run theater in St. Louis for the most part.
That's Wayne Salomon. We want to thank you two both for joining us on the phone today, and you have our condolences, and I know you miss her. And thanks for sharing your remembrances with us.
Thanks for remembering us, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you. And Bobby Miller, there's going to be a memorial service for Fontaine at some point. Maybe a date hadn't been set yet here in St. Louis?
Right now it's planned in August. I'd like to just add to what they both said, is that I do about 5 or 6 shows as an actor director a year in St. Louis. I work with a lot of 20-somethings, a lot of 30-somethings, a lot of 40-somethings. They all know who she is, and that's the most gratifying thing for me.
Fontaine Sire, the Theater Project Company. She passed away a week ago today. Thank you again, Bobby, for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Twangfest at Off-Broadway. This is St. Louis Public Radio.